Channel Radio.
Good afternoon. Yes, it's Who Cares Wins, which means it must be Monday. It must be 12 o'clock. You're on channelradio.co.uk. Hopefully you're sitting, maybe having your lunch, munching on some very healthy sandwich. So maybe it's full of wonderful vegetables, maybe a bit of protein. My guests are having giggles already and photo shoots going on over there. So welcome this afternoon. Now, we have all sorts of information to catch up on because obviously last week was a bank holiday. So we weren't here, and I trust you all had a wonderful bank holiday. And perhaps you could let us know via Twitter, the phone, the telephone ring in. You can get us on Facebook, you can get us on Twitter. You can even email us, and I'll give you all the information in just a second, so that you can let us know how you got up to, utilise that time on that bank holiday. Or were you working? Maybe you were involved in an area where you had to go to work on the bank holiday Monday. So let us know. I'd love to hear any health and well-being tips. Remember, we like to have fun. We like to look at the simplistic way of enjoying life and being boosted with health and well-being. What do I want to call them? These wonderful endorphins, these chemical endorphins. Now, you may have noticed on Twitter, you may even maybe thinking, I can't hear anyone else in the background at the moment. Poor Jan, my lovely little co-host, she can't be here. She's very poorly. So, Jan, if you're tuning in from your wonderful sick bed, then I wish you well, and hopefully I will see you soon, and hopefully you'll be back here next week. I did have Sue Parker was going to join me in the house, in the studio, and then, bless her, Sue's so popular that she's so double-booked and couldn't actually get in to see us today. So it's just Billy Novates, as in Angela, but I grabbed some guests for you. So you may have seen the Twitter that I have the marvellous Jo Royale, who is effortless Jo, as in effortless meditation, hot over the prep from Whitstable at the weekend, and also from Mid Kent College. Yeah. Welcome, Jo.
Thank you.
Skin of the neck you got here. Fantastic. Yeah. And thank you to your chauffeur, who I'm just going to announce we have in the studio as well. I just pulled her in and locked her in. She can't get escaped.
So grabbed me off the street.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. Everyone else that walks by, I'm just going to grab them. So, Amanda Thomas, welcome, Amanda.
Thank you.
And of course, Amanda is in her own right involved in health and well-being because, Amanda, I understand you are an acupuncturist.
I am.
Yeah. Are you going to stab me?
Okay. I could needle you later.
So, more importantly, if you want to talk to us today, or maybe even got a question for Jo, or even something about acupuncture, we might be able to answer it. So you can get hold of us. Probably the best way is on Twitter, which is @CaresWins, remember. You can also ring us, if I can get all the buttons going, and I've got about 10, 15 hands. Give us a call, 01303 874 998, and as long as I've got enough hands and arms and legs and fingers, I'll be able to get the phone and we'll be able to talk to you on air. We can give you a shout out. We can talk about perhaps you've experienced Jo Royale's effortless meditation and you want to tell us about it. We'd love to hear from you. Of course, you can Facebook us. So Who Cares Wins Radio Show. We have a Facebook page. You can post a comment on there. I can pick that up. And of course, we have email. If you want to email us, then email studio@whocareswinsradio.co.uk. Twitter is going mad already, Jo. Yay. There's this little fan club that's following me around the country, which is marvellous.
Brilliant.
So before I go into much depth, first of all, big, big thanks to our sponsor, Kent Connections, the magazine, kentconnections.co.uk, if you want to have a look at their website as well. And, of course, I've brought along a few brochures, the latest one, because inside we have Who Cares Wins. So a great, great thanks to the sponsor, Kent Connections, and, of course, putting us in their magazine as well. So it's fantastic. If you want to be in there listed, or you've got a workshop or an event, so maybe Jo, future events around the country.
Definitely.
I know it's Kent Connections, but maybe we can, you know, push further afield. But it's a great way to sort of promote your workshops, promote what you do, perhaps on a regular basis, or even just the one-off workshop that you've decided to do, and you might want to post it, because whatever goes in the magazine also goes on their website. So there's that luxurious exposure that you can have. I'm still trying to persuade them to get onto Twitter. That's my little bag. Now, a couple of things I wanted to mention front of the house is this week we've got a few awareness weeks going on. Now, where's my bit of paper gone? I've got lots of bits of paper. And this week, well, first of all, last week, if I can just cast your minds back slightly, listener, last week we had, if you didn't know, was Deaf Awareness Week. and their theme was about connecting and communicating. And those of you that listen to some of the other fantastic shows here on Channel Radio, you will probably know Paul Andrews from the Business Bunker every Tuesday from 1 till 3 with Jules Serkin. And he was taking part on Saturday for Kent Deaf Children's Society and also Herb's Palsy Group, the two great charities. He was taking part in a Zumbathon. And if you've seen any pictures on Twitter or Facebook, you will have seen that he donned the pink tutu and the pink leggings and the pink gloves. And he looked very fetching, actually. He carried it off very well. And I noticed he's made over £1,000 for the two charities. So it's great guns. But you can actually still visit his website and sponsor him, even though he took part on Saturday. And hopefully we'll hear all about it tomorrow on Business Bunker. So tune in. But if you want to donate more money for him, just to say good on him for wearing pink and taking part, it is the http://uk.virginmoneygiving.com/PaulAndrewsBB, as in Business Bunker. So get on there, otherwise I'll send the boys round, and they won't be in pink. Okay, the other thing is Awareness Week. This week starts today is Mental Health Awareness Week. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you know, Jo, but of course you're talking about meditation in a moment, effortless meditation.
Yeah.
But this week is Mental Health Awareness Week, and if you want to have a look at their website, which is mentalhealth.org.uk, you will notice that their theme and their focus on mental health awareness is mindfulness.
Ah.
So they've got a bit of information on their website about mindfulness, so if you want to know what it is, they will tell you about it, how it can help you, where you can learn it. They've got lots of resources. They've got YouTube videos. I know that you can actually work through a program via their website, so an online meditation program as well. So, of course, I'm very excited because mindfulness, my passion, and, of course, Jo's with the meditation side of things, you know, there's so many benefits to it. So, yeah, Mental Health Awareness Week starts today. Could be a good excuse to tap into looking more into this. Meditation and mindfulness is actually good for us. And of course it's Celiac Awareness Week as well. Starts today. Website is celiac, that's celiac.org.uk /get-involved/awareness-week-2015. If that's too long for you and you've lost the plot already and you've thrown your pen in the corner, don't panic. I'll put all of this information on our Facebook page and we'll also post it up on our website. I'm going to put a little events area so people can post in. I can post up the websites for all these wonderful links that I'm going to talk about today. So yes, celiac awareness. I've already had one person tweet me. If you want to follow them on Twitter, it's at Pie Rateers. So that's P-I-E, as in pie that you would eat. Rate, R-A-T-E, so rating the pie, and then E-R-S, so pirate ears, or their website, pirate. And they are going to be sharing, as part of Celiac Awareness Week, they're going to be sharing gluten-free recipe pie reviews. Mm. So if you want to have a look at their website, or just follow them on Twitter, and then you'll see all the links there. So they've let us know. Thank you for that, Pirators. I would love to follow you back. At the moment, I'm still having issues with Twitter that I've hit the 2,000 follower mark. And so I'm having all the you lovely followers are following Who Cares Wins show. And I can't follow you back at the moment because Twitter says no. I need to work out this. Anyone out there in Twitter world that can help me, volunteer maybe a little bit of time just to let me know over the telephone how I can work this out so that I don't have to unfollow people.
I think Joe, you just need to get more followers. So once you've got enough followers, then it opens it up again. I think that's what happens.
It is. And so, yes, I'm desperate to have more followers. But, of course, if people can help me in how I can promote that as well, that would be fantastic. So thank you so much. And, of course, we're getting retweets, we're getting favourites. So I love you all. But before we run out of time, because that's often the case on this show, I'm going to move your microphone slightly, Jo. But, Jo, tell us, you had the Saturday workshop.
Yeah, I was in Whitstable.
Meditation.
I was in Whitstable on Saturday.
Yay.
I ran a session. So I came down, I can't remember when I was here last, I think it was about November, and right. had a brilliant course, met some wonderful people, of which Amanda was one,
Yay.
Who's here with me today in the studio.
So we can ask Amanda what she thought of it, can't we? And you can just close your ears.
You can if you want. So Amanda was there last time I ran it, okay. and so I came down and stayed with Amanda and Annette, her partner, and she came on the course this time. So it's lovely to grow the tribe in Whitstable and to be back down in Whitstable.
Yeah, so, and you brought the sunshine with you.
Yeah,
well
amazing.
Done.
I had a walk on the beach yesterday.
Yes.
And, oh, it's lovely. I was looking in the estate agent's windows in Whitstable yesterday, looking for my beach house.
Oh, well, you know, if anyone's out there has a beach hut to sell or perhaps
no, a house.
Their
beach
house.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay,
it has
right.
to overlook the sea. Okay. So, yeah, ran another course, was lovely, met some more fantastic people. So everybody I teach becomes part of the Effortless Tribe. So they learn Effortless Meditation, become part of the tribe. So the tribe is, in fact, my course this weekend took us over 100 people.
Yes, well done.
So I've taught about 230 altogether.
Right,
but
clicking up the mark to the
500. Yeah, my quest to teach 500
yes.
started again when we set off in September. So I've taught 100 of the 500, but that feels like a massive milestone.
It is, yeah. Well, it's, you know, 100 already, so
yeah,
only,
on the way.
Countdown. And you're leaving us when are you leaving Kent and moving off?
I'm actually going this afternoon. So we're travelling around the country on a bus, for people that don't remember last time I spoke on the show,
yeah.
and with my husband and two kids, who are Annie, who's 8, and
Hello,
Oscar,
Annie.
Who's 5,
and
Oscar, who's 5.
And Oscar, if they're listening or listening later.
And my husband's James.
Hello, James, the husband, the driver, perhaps. Is he doing
he
a lot
is
of driving?
The driver. Yeah. I've driven the bus once, and I've got it stuck in the mud and had to get pulled out with the tractor.
Oh. So you're now banned, James.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to drive. Which is great, because it's a 28-foot-long mobile library.
Crikey.
Yeah, so it's a big bus.
It is a big bus.
Yeah.
But it needs to be if it's going to house you to a degree. I know that you've been pulling up and just sleeping where you can sometimes.
Yeah, in fact, we've stayed here on this car park. That is amazing at Hagland's
Farm.
Yeah. So so I'd already been here, so I must have been meant to be on the show.
Yeah. And she was just loitering outside the door saying, please let me in, Channel Radio.
So James and the kids are in the Lake District at the moment.
Oh, wonderful. Where
Cartmel.
Cartmel
in South
Make
Lake.
Sure they go to the Sticky Toffee Pudding shop.
Oh, see, Sticky Toffee.
Sticky Toffee Pudding. Highly recommended.
Yeah.
From yours truly, Angela Bryce Stevenson. Yes, I have tasted probably all of their pie, all of their pudding. So they're coming back for you.
So I'm going to get the train up there this afternoon. So I'll meet them up in Cartmel.
I'm so jealous.
Yeah.
I might just snuck in your suitcase.
We've
had another tweet. Martin and Louise at InnerStrength6 is their Twitter handle. Yes, you know.
I know Louise, yeah.
And
she's up in North Yorkshire.
Well done, Joe. 100 people. How fabulous. Everyone can benefit.
Oh.
I think we had something earlier from them. Did I not see something? Oh, no. Diane Lee. Do you know Diane Lee?
Yeah, Diane is up in the north.
Let me just scroll down the list here and get
she's
this in order.
Dreamseed Magic on
she
Twitter.
She is Dreamseed Magic. And she says, Effortless Joe, otherwise known as Joe Ryle, makes meditation easy and overcomes stereotypical perceptions of it. And also she's included at We Rework.
Okay, so that's my husband James. So he
this is all falling into place.
Amanda,
are you keeping up? I'm gonna Joe's gonna give us the test in a minute, but okay, so we've got We Rework on Twitter.
So he reworks stuff. Our bus that he's renovated is all recycled things, and we kind of use what we found.
Great.
So, he's currently building.
I love to follow you, and I will add you to my list of when I can.
When you can. He's currently building a straw bale meditation room for a friend in Cartmel. That's why we're in Cartmel.
Oh, wow.
So that's his project at the moment.
Straw bale?
Yeah.
Meditation room?
Yeah.
That'd be nice and warm.
Yeah, and quiet. Mm. Yeah.
Might blow away, though.
No. No wolves in Cartmel.
Right ahead. And I've also had Steve Magnall. That's his handle on Twitter, at Steve Magnall. Okay. He has replied in relation to my celiac awareness tweets, and he says, for beer lovers, try at St. Peter's Brewery. If I print out that, can I say that? My teeth get around that. gluten-free beer.
Oh, where in the country is that then?
Let's have a little look. St. Peter's Brewery, they are in Bungay in Suffolk.
Oh, we stayed there for about 8 weeks.
Well, did you not try the gluten-free beer?
I thought I heard of St. Peter's.
So thank you for that, highlighting that to us. Again, we can hopefully get these listed and then we can start following you all. And please do follow us so that we can then add those numbers and it might make it even easier. So that was Steve Magnall that highlighted that to us on Twitter, and it was at St. Peter's Brewery. Gluten-free beer. Brilliant. All for Celiac Awareness Week. Okay, so coming back to effortless meditation, if we can remind, because some of our listeners may not have heard you last year when you rang in and you told us about this wonderful venture that you were going, just literally giving everything up. Did you sell the house?
No, the house is rented.
So we rented out.
Yeah.
But just basically packed the suitcases, jumped in this lovely bus.
Yeah.
And then said, right, I've got this calling to go around the UK and teach.
Yeah.
My plan is to teach up to 500 people, maybe more.
Maybe more.
Around the UK, this effortless meditation.
Yeah.
So if we can just go back a step and explain first of all to people, what is effortless meditation? Is it a certain style, type? Mm-hmm. Is it originating from somewhere? Because obviously you know I'm mindfulness and mindfulness meditation.
Yeah.
So that's obviously from the backgrounds of the Tibetans meditations. And of course I'll talk about my metta, my loving kindness weekend.
Yeah, excited to hear about that.
Well, I'm bursting with loving kindness for you all out there. May you all have a today. I would just wish, I'm sending all my wishes for everyone to just live with ease today.
Effortlessness.
Exactly. It's just voices of bliss. So yeah, explain to our listener, what is it?
So, it's kind of easy to explain how I got to it, I suppose. Okay. I learnt with a lady called Eliza Harrison. So she's in Dent, or Gawthrop actually, which is near Dent in Cumbria. And I learnt with her about 5.5 years ago. And I was looking, I was coaching and facilitating for a living. I was looking to better access my intuition. And I had a feeling, something was telling me that meditation would help me do that, an intuition that I just wasn't recognising as intuition.
Yeah.
So first of all, I went to a Buddhist meditation centre, and I went and had a really nice day, but didn't really learn what meditation was. So kind of left the day thinking, okay, yeah, it's nice, but I don't know what meditation is. So I wanted to learn what it is, why we do it, how it can help, what the benefits, all of that. So I then went into work that week and had a bit of a synchronicity. My colleague and friend at work was going to learn meditation with Eliza that weekend. So I asked her to tell me how it was and what she learned, and told her that I needed to know a bit of theory, and she came back and said, I think you'll get what you need from it.
Oh wow.
So I then went and learned with Eliza. So that's about 5.5 years ago I learned. And it's just a really simple, practical, pragmatic practice. It's intended to be a 20-minute daily practice. There's no mystery around it. It has its roots in transcendental meditation. But Eliza has had lots of different teachers over the years, and this is what she's evolved into being her teaching. So if you googled effortless, you probably find lots of different people saying they did effortless meditation. They might teach it totally differently, but it's very myth busting. It's very reassuring. It tells people what to expect, and to know that they're on the right track, because often people will start meditating and go, oh, I can't meditate, you know, I can't stop thinking, I can't meditate, I itch when I meditate, I can't meditate, this happens, and it's just getting all that out in the open and going, yeah, that might happen, and if it does, it means you're doing it right.
You are releasing stress
And that's what happens when you release stress.
So
it's just, the practice itself is very easy to learn. We learn it in a day.
Brilliant.
And then I think also the word effortless puts us on a path to a more effortless life.
Yes.
So we have to strive less. We get clearer about what we want. We're able to bring that into our lives.
Yeah, brilliant. And, of course, in a day, you start, no, sometimes it was an evening, wasn't it, that you
Yeah, so the Whitstable one, it just depends on the venue.
Oh, okay.
Whitstable Wellness Centre is a fab venue.
I notice, yeah. So, I might have to pay them a visit. In fact, we need to get you on the show, Whitstable Wellness Centre.
Yeah.
Give us an email. Let us know. I have actually posted the email address again because we've had somebody ask on Twitter at Dodgy Deb.
Oh yeah, Deb in Bristol.
So we have an email. But if you want to email us, if you've got lots to say about effortless meditation or about Joe or even Amanda Thomas and the acupuncturist or even just general health and wellbeing, then it's studio@whocareswinsradio.co.uk. So, great stuff. I think we'll have some music because it's already 20 past 12. Time is flying. There's just oodles of paperwork and information here. If I don't get it covered, folks, remember Facebook page is where to look. And also our website, which is whocareswinsradio.co.uk. Let's have a bit of Bon Jovi. And this is actually quite appropriate. It's my well wish to you is have a nice day.
Tell me how to live my life. Who are you to tell me if it's black or white? Mama, can you help me try to understand? I'm a sense of difference between a boy and a man. My daddy lived a life just the price that he paid. Sacrificed life, just slaving away. Oh, this one.
Yes, it is. Channelradio.co.uk. You are tuned in to Who Cares Wins, your health and well-being show. Here on a Monday, live in the studio with me, Angela Breyer Stevenson. Normally I have a co-host, Jan Mulligan. She's poorly. Yes, health and well-being does get to us too. So hopefully she gets better. But in the house, in the studio, we have some crazy ladies. We have Jo Royal, the effortless meditation
Hello.
Lady, who is just travelling around in her big bus. She's travelling around effortlessly.
Yeah.
But yes, she is teaching people effortless meditation. So if you're interested in effortless meditation, she just, before the music break, explained what it was. So you can listen to that later, either on Channel Radio's Listen Again facility or on our website later when I upload the show. But for now, I want you, Jo, to just explain for our listeners. I appreciate we can't do it online because people might wonder when we go silent whether we've gone off air.
Yeah.
So we'll need to keep talking. But for the process, for example, you were mentioning like a breathing practice is sometimes a great place to start for people to understand that this is quite simple. It's just hard to practice every single day.
Yeah.
It's that discipline side of it, isn't it?
So this morning I've been into Mid-Kent College.
Yes, Mid-Kent College. Give them a shout out.
Yeah, invited in by Liz Bylett, who teaches media makeup, I think, there.
Oh, wow.
I went in to talk to all the, hairdressing, beauty.
Yeah.
Team. And just introducing meditation to them. So I talk to them about what it is. So I have a diagram, which also doesn't really work on radio. But maybe I can find a way of sharing it on my website.
Yeah, or I can take a photo and upload it if you're willing.
Yeah, I can draw it up.
I can do that, yeah.
Yeah, so I have a diagram which kind of explains what meditation is. And then this morning we went into a piece of just doing a 5-minute meditation so they could experience it. So the practice I teach is a mantra meditation.
Ah.
I couldn't teach that. I only had 45 minutes with them this morning.
Yes.
So we just did a breath meditation and the process is the same. So what I would say is if people are wanting to try and they've not got any experience, there's loads of stuff out there to help you.
Yeah.
But just a really basic practice would be to close your eyes and initially just notice your thoughts. So just notice your thoughts passing through your mind as they do. And then after a minute or two, just take your awareness to breath. So when I say awareness, I don't mean focus or concentrate, because that can make us a bit breathless, because we then change our breath.
Mm. But we try and control it, don't we,
sometimes? So not control it. And sometimes I talk to people about just be aware of being breathed rather than breathing, because that's like something we have to do and it just happens. So just have an awareness of breath and notice the gaps between the in-breath and the out-breath. So like the top and the bottom of the breath.
Right.
Just to be aware of that. And then when we notice, so what happens is we settle right down, we become quite rested, and then in that place, release starts to happen. So this is why we're meditating. We're meditating to release the stress and the tension and the whatever else it is we store in our subconscious. So as that starts to happen, then it sets up activity in the mind, which are the thoughts. So I always say thoughts are part of this process.
Yes.
So we go in on the mantra and out on the thought. And if we're practicing the breath meditation, it's just when we become aware, I'm not aware of my breath. I'm thinking some thought. I'm off on some random thought. I'm planning what's for tea or whatever else it is.
Yeah.
Then just to return. So that's the tiny bit of effort in effortless meditation is just to return.
The return, yeah.
Yeah, and very gently, because people can beat themselves up and go, oh, where have I been for 5 minutes? You know, I've been off on thought.
I've done it wrong.
Yeah, I've done it wrong and start, you know.
No.
Yeah, exactly. So it's very gentle, very, lots of self-love and self-compassion.
Oh, wonderful.
And kindness.
Yes.
To return,
kindness.
Yeah, exactly.
It's funny because, it is meditation, for me, meditation is very similar, whether it's mindfulness meditation, effortless meditation, whether it's transcendental meditation. But something I was at, as some of you know, and some of you the listeners out there know, that I was at a weekend retreat, a loving kindness retreat with Sharon Salzberg, who, not Salzberg as in Austria, it's Salzberg, by the way, if you want to look her up. She's on Twitter, she's on Facebook, and we had a wonderful 2-day retreat up in London with her. But I just need to grab from my notes, because it was something she said, that the mind is often distracted by visitors. Mm-hmm. For example, greed, hatred, jealousy, maybe that self-critic. Been distracted by thought, you know, I can't meditate, I'm no good. And it was wonderful because she said, just notice, do you welcome them in and say, yeah, come on in and trash the place and take over? Or do you try and shut the door and try and, you know, get rid of them? And this wonderful double glazing salesperson, you're trying to get them out of the house. And she said that there's a balance that between the two of those extremes is the element of, with meditation, it's almost welcome them in, but also be aware, sort of most, I live here too.
Yeah.
And she also mentioned about, you know, the wonderful inner critic, the inner voice that we have.
Yeah.
And it was a lovely little nugget, again, that I took away about, and this is something I've also done with NLP work, neuro-linguistic programming, for our listeners that haven't heard it before. But you talk about naming your critic, so you give it maybe a character. So it could be Dougal from Magic Roundabout.
Yeah.
Or you give it a silly, stupid voice, which almost means that you then don't take it seriously.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yes, but it was also something she said there about, you know, you can say hers was Lucy, and she said that, you know, if Lucy appears from the Snoopy, the character, and she said that, she was like, I see you. I notice you.
Yeah, and that's what I was thinking. Mm-hmm. We don't have to welcome in or push away. We just notice they're there.
Exactly.
Just have that awareness.
There's no doing,
there.
Is there? Yeah.
No.
That's what's great about it.
Yeah.
So for me, I mean, I had a wonderful time. I would highly recommend it because it was great. Sort of, there was a, you know, dialogue and discussion, and then we also practiced with her as well.
And how was the silence? Wasn't it a silence?
It wasn't completely silent.
Okay.
So I have been
silence.
On others, but no, this one wasn't silent. It was obviously silent when we were in the room, but obviously when we went off to lunch, because I was thinking, noticing my thoughts coming up for the lunch break, and I noticed one thought that came flying by. In this cloud, and it was like, if I've got to be silent, how do I order my lunch? going out to a shop, is it going to have to be sign language, etc.? But no, it was only silent within the realms of when we were in practice with her. I actually do like silent retreats, but that's a whole nother show and a whole nother story.
Yeah.
But one of the other things that came up from even John Kabat-Zinn, who previously, the previous Saturday, so just before the bank holiday, I had the wonderful opportunity to see him talk in London. So I've been mindfulness upped, almost injected with it.
Maxed out.
This is lovely. And he was saying that mindfulness, when you look at the, yes, if you read a lot of stuff about it, meditation is, well, that doesn't sound so hard. So, yeah, it's quite easy then, you know. Anyone could do that. Anyone can be mindful. Sharon said she gets asked, you know, surely you can be mindful without having to meditate. She said, yeah, sure you can. Mm. But are you?
Yeah.
Will you? So, yes, it's that wonderful aspect of just being aware that, wow. And I know when I first practiced, it was just really noticing, first of all, how crazy my mind is of all of those thoughts coming and going. It's like, my goodness. In fact, before I started practicing, I thought I was actually quite calm. Now, we had an email in, Joe. Let me read this. This is, it must be Dodgy Deb, was it? I read on Twitter. This is Deborah Wilds. Hi, Deborah. Thank you for tuning in and listening. And she says, hi, I was going to tweet, but obviously we only have 140 characters. So she said there's just so much to say, bless her. She said she went along to one of Effortless Joe's meditation courses. She found it very interested in finding out about meditation, but also in the effortless. But she's not sure if it was for her. She said that she's suffering from narcolepsy, thank you, Joe, and depression. I've been on many medications in my time, but I have to say I can't believe the difference meditation has made to my life. She says, thanks to Joe, she now sleeps better, which helps with her narcolepsy. Shall I go home? And she feels much more positive in our outlook, which is fantastic. Since the course, I have begun to become me again. Well, that's great to hear. Mm-hmm. And even my beloved has noticed the difference. That's normally the case, isn't it?
Yeah, the people around us notice.
Yeah. And Her beloved reminds her to meditate if he thinks that she's forgotten. Great to hear.
I hear that from lots of the tribe, that their husbands go, have you meditated today? Or the kids say, Mum, it's time for a meditation.
Yeah, I like you doing that. Carry on. So she says, thanks, Joe. You are a life changer, with a big smile. And yes, Debs, if you want to follow her, she's on Twitter and she's known as Dodgy Deb. So thank you for emailing.
Thanks, Deb.
That's fantastic to hear.
And
keep going with it. As I say, something was mentioned yesterday by Sharon and John Kabat-Zinn talks about it, that often we don't have to like it, but actually just take your body to the chair. Take your body to the chair. Just take it there and just see what happens. There's no intention, is there? There's no... You know, we'd have to go, right, I'm going to sit on this chair because I want bliss.
But what I loved about doing Joe's course is that I just thought, after I did it, I just realised I could do it anywhere. And sometimes I would actually take myself out of the house and I'd find myself in the car or something outside the laundrette.
Yes.
Just, you know, getting the car nice and warm, turn the engine off
and
just meditating for 20 minutes, put a little timer on.
Yeah.
Joe's brilliant. I'd done a lot of meditation in the past, and I just haven't done any for a long time. But what was lovely about doing Joe's course is that she really does make it so easy.
It's good.
It's very, very effortless. And
there's a clue in the title, isn't there?
Yeah, there is.
I was surprised after I did the course because I was disciplined about wanting to do it every day.
Yeah.
And you start to notice little changes in terms of maybe not reacting or responding more.
But in a different way, isn't it? It's almost, there's that slight pause that sometimes you can't even measure how long it's been.
Yeah, it's almost like there's a choice. You could go one way, the old way, or there's a new way. And sometimes it could be just a case of, okay, I'm going to take myself out of the house.
Yeah.
Walk around the block.
Just have a few moments. That's right. Go to the zoo.
Perhaps you should go and meditate.
Yeah. Yeah. And even my yoga teacher has said something the other day. She said that I don't even say to my family that I'm going off to meditate. She says, I just say, I'm just going to go off and go and sit quietly for a while.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have to be given a label even.
No, but often we have to ask... give ourselves permission and ask the people around us to give us that space as well. Yeah. And sometimes we can feel really guilty about that when we first start to meditate.
Indeed, I should be doing this and I should be doing that.
I'll say to the kids and James, I'm just going to do my 20 minutes. So we just talk about 20 minutes. They know what that is.
Yeah.
And I say, so can you just be quiet for 20 minutes? And they'll, you know, Oscar's only 5.
Yeah.
They'll give me that space now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we meditated this weekend, didn't we? We did a family meditation in your house.
All three of us sat on the sofa and Joe leading us into the meditation. It was lovely, but it's nice to be able to... I know last time I did the course and my partner wasn't able to do it, but to be able to share that with her, and we sat on the sofa of an evening. And it's a nice way to actually be able to connect with your family members.
Oh,
I was amazed that my 7-year-old daughter meditating yesterday. I mean, quite sort of twitchy, but after Joe left last night, what she thought was hilarious was Joe had shared that her 8-year-old daughter, the first time that she meditated when she was 6, she started doing all these strange movements, and that's what my daughter Maisie had remembered. So I think it's just... What's nice is that Joe makes it just okay in terms of whatever experience you have.
That's right.
I remember being on the course, some people would say, oh, you know, I had lots of thoughts. She said, that's great. You know, you're doing it well. And other people would say, oh, I had visions or whatever it was.
Yeah.
She just makes it okay. And I think that makes it so much more accessible to people.
Yeah.
That it's not this thing
that
just these alternative people do.
No.
It opens it up for everybody. And actually that, you know, a lot of people can get those benefits. And, maybe just to touch on the benefits, actually, that people do get the relaxation. And
have we got time for that now?
we can talk whatever we like, Joe.
Yeah,
but I would like to just highlight, because I know we mentioned it on the show previously, but it is important for people to understand, well, you know, why do I need to bother?
Yeah.
You know, surely I can just sit here and notice my thoughts. If I'm noticing my thoughts, why? What's the benefit?
So what I always say is we meditate, so it's intended to be a 20-minute daily practice, but the benefits don't come in the 20 minutes. So we meditate and we just get whatever we get in that 20 minutes and we just sit with that. So it's a really good way of teaching us acceptance in life.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can just do our 20 minutes, then the benefits come in the rest of life. So that's 23 hours and 40 minutes a day, which is, you know, well worth having those benefits. So a lot of people think it's about having no thoughts for 20 minutes, feeling blissful or peaceful for 20 minutes. It's just, we just feel what we feel in that 20 minutes.
Yes.
And we're just connecting and having that space to connect in that time. So what I say when I draw the diagram, so maybe we will draw it and take a picture and tweet it or put it on a Facebook page, but I say most of us spend most of our time in our conscious mind and activity, and we just think, do, all the time.
Yeah.
And deep within us, we've got these amazing qualities that quite often we're just not connecting with and bringing into our life. So love, energy, joy, creativity, peace, wisdom, security, inner security. And they're all there within all of us all the time. But our subconscious gets in the way. So what you were talking about before about greed and all those other things and our inner critic, it's in there saying, you're not this, you're this, you're this kind of person. And often that's come from our conditioning, you know, the society we grew up in, the people that surrounded us, the things people said to us, and the experiences we've had that go, oh, I tried that and I didn't like it. One of mine this weekend has been, I'm rubbish at trains. So that has been coming out for me, and I must have got 7 trains since Friday, and I'm just, or I will have by the time I get home. And last night I missed a train because I didn't get on the train that was there because I was thinking, oh, what if it goes to France or something?
So it is what it is.
So in my subconscious, I have a thing that's telling me, you're rubbish at trains, you're not very good at getting on trains, you never know whether you're getting on the right, all that. But we have loads of these things, and they hold us back in life, and they stop us from doing things. So I used to have things like, I don't do public speaking.
Yeah.
I don't work with groups. Oh, I couldn't do a radio interview. Loads of this stuff in there.
Me too. And here we are on the radio.
Amazing.
This is fantastic. And I think that's something we often have with our guests that come on the show, or even just suggesting that they want to ring in, or they, you know, why don't you contact us and give us a shout out? There is that, and there is a big fear of public speaking in general about this. Oh, I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
And there is that fear. Sometimes it can be from just school. Maybe you did something at school and you were ridiculed.
Public speaking.
And that's what you remember.
Singing. Yeah.
And it's that recall. Yeah. But it is important to realise that with Who Cares Wins Radio, as Amanda and Joe will now vouch for me, that we try and make it fun. And I truly believe that whatever you're doing in life, whether it's about meditation and the reason why you want to meditate, is that you want to be, you know, having a happier, healthier, more peaceful, more enjoyable life now.
Yeah.
John Kabat-Zinn mentioned something which I loved. So he'd been asked a question about, you know, what's your view on life after death, blah, blah, blah. And he replied, I don't know about that. He said, I'm more interested in life before death.
Yeah.
And he said, we were just having all of that.
We were just having that conversation in the car on the way down. How many people put stakes in the ground in the future of, I'll live life then, I'll be happy then, I'll do the things I want to do then.
After they've retired.
When I've retired, when I've lost weight, when I've got more money, when I live somewhere different, when the kids are grown up, all those things. And I also do some coaching, and a lot of my coaching is about what are your goals, what are your dreams, and how do you do a little bit of that now, every day.
Yep.
So I was sharing with Amanda that our life in the last 3 years has really changed. So before we moved onto the bus, we moved to Yorkshire, got involved in an ecotourism site, we're living in a caravan, and part of that was we realised we're happy when we're sat on a log. As a family, that's our metaphor for doing a bit of what you love every day and just chilling out in nature. So sitting on a log is our kind of metaphor for that. And so that's what life feels like now. We get to sit on a log every day if we want. We're travelling around the coast, we're being by the beach, and we just get to chill out together a bit more.
It's fantastic. And I think that's, again, coming back to your point, Amanda, for those that maybe have just tuned in, we also have Amanda here, Amanda Thomas, Whitstable-based, yes?
I am,
Whitstable-based, acupuncturist. So if you wish to be stabbed with needles in a professional way.
I actually specialise around fertility.
Do you?
Yeah, so a lot of women come to me to get pregnant.
Brilliant.
And then I treat the babies afterwards, not needling them.
That's good to hear, Amanda. Thank you for clarifying that. Maybe we need to get you on the show in more depth and talk about that later. But Joe, yes, it's very important to hear that in general, it's just really appreciating sometimes, as we talked yesterday, funnily enough, on our loving kindness, about just this whole gratitude aspect. And actually, something again that she mentioned, which I wrote down because I thought, yes, there's so many nuggets. But actually it was about, let me just grab it here so I can quote her correctly. Where are we? See the good in someone. Anybody, anyone you meet, whether you're listening to them, interacting with them, watching them, observing them, noticing your judgment about them, which again is okay, no, but just noticing a judgment, it's like, ding, good, well done, that you noticed that you're judging. That's great. Mm-hmm.
I think that's one of the things I said on my course on Saturday, actually, is when we're meditating, we're connecting with all that stuff, that love and all that, you know, compassion and whatever else within us. I say, I don't meet people I don't like anymore. I love everybody I meet because I'm connecting with them from that place.
Yeah.
And so the good in me sees the good in them.
In them. Mm. Yeah. So it is fantastic. I think we need a bit of music just to have a breather. And if you want to get hold of us, remember you can still call in on 01303 874 998. Maybe just ring in and say, Joe, you're fab. Mm-hmm. Or Amanda, you're fab too. Or is it Angela? You're fab. And let us know your health and well-being tips and well-being meditation tips, perhaps. We're going to have a bit of music with Peter Gabriel and Kate Bush. You may remember this. And I just thought the title was great in the sense of meditation is about don't give up.
Mm.
I promise not to sing. I could do. But I think Kate Bush and Peter Gabriel are much better at it than I am. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Got to walk on a field Change for Life is about making changes to be healthier, like getting off 5 a day. It's not hard. Often we're halfway there and don't realise it, like a banana in our cereal, glass of fruit juice at breakfast or veg in our soup. Even tinned, dried and frozen count. It's easy to be food smart. For tasty 5 a day ideas and recipes for cheap healthier meals, search Change for Life online.
Channel Radio. Yes, welcome back. It's Who Cares Wins on Monday afternoon with me, Angela Breyer Stevenson. I'm not on my own. Unfortunately, I don't have Jan. She's poorly. But I do have some marvellous guests in the studio. I just grabbed them. You know me, as they walk by. Hey, do you want to be on Who Cares Wins, a wonderful health and wellbeing show here on Channel
Radio?
Yes, of course you do. But yes, we have been talking with Jo, who is Effortless Jo, if you want to follow her on Twitter. And of course, Jo, we talked to her initially before you set off on your journey on Who Cares Wins. You talked to us about your plan to teach up to 500 people and more on effortless meditation, and that's what you've been doing, and it's so great to finally meet you in person.
Have
you
tweeted in the studio and emailed
and tweeted Facebook and everywhere. Anyway, I can just plaster your face and your name there. On that note, a few people have been retweeting. Thank you so much for your favourites, for your retweets. I can't keep up with them all. Jenny Stallard, who on Twitter is at Saint Allard. I like it. And she says she's replied to Jo's note to say that she's on the show today. And she's replied, taking time to focus on me.
Oh, that's lovely, Jenny. She got me some press, national press, after we set off.
Brilliant.
So, yeah, Daily Express and then the Metro the other week. So she's
great stuff.
Yeah, she does some great writing.
Oh,
and
well,
she came
you.
On my course in Shepherd's Bush. So I ran a course down there and she came. So
now, talking about that, Jo, because we are nearing the end of the show, so I'll talk faster, is that we need to make sure people know how to get hold of you, because I know that you're now leaving us to go up to the lakes.
Yeah,
so
where we are.
Lakes.
The bus is at the moment, yeah.
And then to Scotland.
So the plan is to be in Scotland for the summer. So obviously the bus isn't here in Whitstable,
no.
But I'm kind of zipping off places and doing different courses.
Sure.
So I'm just saying that I don't have scheduled at the moment courses on my website, but we'll be probably running a course, I've got one in Lancashire actually next week, but that's a private one for somebody that's got some funding and is just paying me to come in and do it with a group of 12.
Great.
So if people have groups of people that they want to learn meditation and people are really up for it, then I can travel and I can run courses for them. Or if they're just looking for a place on an open course, then I'm heading Lake District, probably run one, up into Scotland. So we're planning to be in Scotland for the summer and then maybe coming back down kind of Northumberland way, maybe October time, November, depending on how cold it's getting on the bus. But it's open at the moment, so I'm trying to make contacts in Scotland.
Great.
So who knows anyone in Scotland who wants to learn to meditation, get them to get in touch and that will set the schedule.
That would be fantastic. Well, if you like what you've heard so far or you've missed it, you can hear it again on the Listen Again facility on Channel Radio. Don't forget, we also upload all our shows onto whocareswinsradio.co.uk, so you can have a look at all of the archive for the last 2 years that we've been on channelradio.co.uk. There are a vast amount of other wonderful shows that are on channelradio.co.uk as well. And because it's internet based, you, I know, listener, can be absolutely anywhere. You can be in your car, as you said, Amanda. I can do some meditation. I can then listen to a show. I can dip in and out of it. I can pause it, come back to it later. So that's the beauty of internet. And of course, you can be anywhere in the world. So Jo, you never know. You might have a request from Australia.
Oh, well, I've already had people from America asking me to teach them. So I'm thinking how to take it online.
Great.
In fact, I was having a conversation with someone about that last night.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Well, that is super to hear. So glad to have you in the studio
and to
sort of whiz through it very quickly. I apologise, listener, that we can't give you all the details, but hopefully it's given you a bit of a teaser. And of course, you can contact Jo either on Twitter or through her Facebook page as well.
Yeah, which is just Effortless Jo.
Effortless Jo. Yeah. And of course, if you haven't got pens and papers now, don't panic. You can either listen again to all the details or just check our Facebook page, because we do post for Jo.
Yeah.
And we share. So all the information will be there and we can just post the link. So after the show today, I will again put up all of her contact details for you and a picture. of what she looks like. And of course, Amanda, if you'll join us, that would be great. So we could put you up there too.
Yeah, put Amanda on.
Now, before I disappear, a few things sort of, I suppose, admin-based. I just wanted to shout out, there's a couple of things. People, as they've been on the show, as Joe knows this, if you've got events going on, then you let me know and I give them a shout-out. And I have two things here. One is a previous guest, you may recall, Jennifer Headley, the wonderful artist. She is exhibiting with a lady called Glynis Thompson. They both are exhibiting their art, and it's exploring their eclectic, colourful work in a vibrant and diverse exhibition. Be allured by the signature colours and paintings which can tell a story. And of course, observing art is a great way about tuning into well-being and intuition. And it's on from the 5th of May, so it's already started, through to the 17th of May. So if you want to contact, you can go along to the Creek Creative Studios in Faversham in Kent, or you can follow Jennifer Headley on Facebook, and I will post this event up as well. Also, you may recall Joe Hoare, who I did the laughing event at the Mind Body Spirit a couple of years ago when I did the laughing carpet and posted that wonderful photo of me laying on people's stomachs. He has got a workshop on the 12th of July from 10 till 5 in London. I'll post the link to the Eventbrite booking page where it tells you all about it. It's called Zest for Life, and it's about laugh and be mindful, feel, breathe, connect and be still, come alive and enjoy the ride. And there's all sorts about energizing, reinvigorating you, helping you connect better with others. There's a whole list of benefits. So if you want to go along to that, I'll post that on our Facebook page, and also that goes through Twitter as well. And finally, you know, I've talked about Katia Andrews, who's opened a new yoga that's a new yoga studio in Birchington in Kent, and she's going to be running with Clifford Sachs, who is Sound Therapy Thanet. So he does wonderful sound bath workshops, he does voice work, and he's going to be running with her at her studio a series of 8 2-hour workshops exploring the yoga of sound and its therapeutic properties. Ooh, and it starts on the 15th of May. So if you want to know more, have a look at Yoga Tree Studio on Facebook or on their website. Just type in Yoga Tree Studio in Birchington in Kent, or ring Katia on 07809 694 161. So much to say.
Effortlessly done.
Fast. Well, thank you very much, Joe. Boom, boom. Where's the cymbals and the drum? Before we disappear, just to remind you, we are back next week. Hopefully Jan will be much, much better, and she'll come and give me some stick, as always, and keep me in control. Oh, Kyla Phillips, we've just had KP Acupuncture. Ooh, another acupuncturist.
Yeah.
She says here, the only time I stop and allow my mind to unwind and calm down, I'm now so much less anxious.
Lovely.
So thank you for that, Kyla. Brilliant. Thanks tuning in for the last few minutes, or even 60 seconds. I just need to promote our next guest. Next week, you may recall, we had him in our birthday show when you rang in, Joe.
Oh, yeah.
We had Adrian of AK Pet Services on Twitter, if you want to follow him. And he's going to come in and talk about the well-being of your pets, which, again, well-being and our well-being with our pets, but also making sure that we look after them too. So he's going to come in and explore that avenue with us next week. So do tune in, 12 o'clock on Monday. In the meantime, I'm going to try and play this wonderful piece of music that Amanda has given me, which you played at the weekend.
Yeah, we played it yesterday when we were driving down to the Bluebell Woods.
Could you unlock your phone for me, darling? Just unlock that. I'm going to try and play it from Amanda's phone. So enjoy. It's called Somewhere Over the Rainbow. It's by Israel.
Very difficult to pronounce his surname.
I'll post a Y-M singer. Let's play this and see if we can get. Oh, it's playing. Look at
fantastic.
Me. Technology. Enjoy. I'm just amazing. Have a great week, everyone. Thank you to Joe and Amanda. Take care.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us on. Thank you.